Chances are, if you were doing the actions, nothing like the physical test challenge you're about to hear from my next guest. It might be, by the way, because it is that time of year when people do kind of set goals, isn't it? Maybe you've done the same, and maybe you've got a kind of fitness goal in mind. By all means, share that with me. Personal challenges, you know, it's that kind of time of year, isn't it? As I say, my next guest has certainly set himself quite a large challenge. You'll normally find Guy Turner either singing in the Cathedral Choir at Southwell Minster or conducting the Bingham Choral Society. This summer, though, he's going to be doing something rather different. Morning, Guy.
Good morning, Mark.
What have you got planned?
I won't be the first person to have done it, but it'll certainly be a big challenge for me. I'm walking solo from Land's End to John O'Groats.
How far is that?
Well, the route I'm taking, I think, comes out at about 1,050 miles.
Wow. Okay. Over how long?
I'm starting at the end of July, and I'll be finishing round about October the 10th. So that's walking 6 days out of every seven, and then a rest day. As it turns out, it'll be every Tuesday.
Right. Okay. So, well, firstly, why? I mean, you often hear Land's End to John O'Groats. People do various challenges, you know, bike rides, walks, all kinds of things. Why have you chosen to do it?
Well, it's sort of two things. I mean, when I go on holiday, I tend to do walking. So this is just, in a way, a 12-week holiday rather than a 12-day holiday. But the thought came to my mind because, apart from being a musician, I'm tied up with the quiz industry. I write a few quiz questions and do a bit of quiz checking for the TV quizzes. And as you know, on the quizzes, they often say, what would you do if you won the jackpot?
Yeah.
And on a particular occasion, I was watching, I think, Pointless, and Alexander Armstrong said that. And I thought, well, what would I do? And I immediately thought, oh, I'd walk Land's End to John O'Groats. And so that was deciding it to do, you know, for my own amusement. But then, of course, I'm raising money for charities as well.
Right. And isn't this something you wanted to do years and years and years ago?
Yes, I keep a diary, and I was rereading my diaries from 50 years ago, and read that I'd actually thought about doing it then. I mean, obviously didn't have the wherewithal to do it then. It's quite a costly business, but so it's always been in my mind, and I'm very much looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, good for you. You know, well, there are quite a few lessons in that, and one of them is persistence pays, doesn't it? You write something in the diary 50-odd years ago, don't necessarily get around to doing it then, but you're doing it now. I mean, not just the walking. I would imagine just the logistics of, you know, where to stay, the route and everything. You're doing all of that yourself, are you?
Yes, well, that bit is pretty well done. I've got all my accommodation right the way along booked. And some of it, it's staying with friends, and in some cases, friends of friends, but otherwise in hotels. In fact, I was checking the route with my daughter yesterday, and we discovered one of the hotels I've booked is in completely the wrong place, so I've got to go back over that one. But that was in the process of mapping the route onto Google Maps, but that's a small problem. But all those sort of logistics are in place, not down to the fine detail of exactly which bridleway or back road or footpath I take from each venue, but I know where I'll be staying every night for the whole journey.
Yeah. Well, good for you. And like you say, this starts at the end of July. We'll talk about the causes you're raising money for in just a minute. Presumably, I mean, this is something, I hear what you're saying, you're a regular walker, but you're going to have to train for this.
I am, too. Yes. I mean, the two aspects that, I mean, I know I can walk 15, 18, maybe 20 miles a day for a week, no problem, but there's two aspects I've got to get in training for. One is carrying a heavy pack, because my normal walking holidays are based in one, staying in one place and then going out to do loop walks, etc. And then the second is, you know, I live in just near Southwell, and it's very flat around here, so most of the walking I do is on the flat.
Yeah.
So I've got a week booked in the Derby Dales at Easter, and I'm going to take a full pack with me there and practice the steep hills with the pack on my back to bring myself up to a slightly higher pitch of fitness than I am now.
Yeah. Well, good luck with the training, and I wish you well for the actual walk, which is coming up, as you say, from the end of July over the summer into October. The four causes then, do you want to just mention what they are?
Yes, very briefly. There's Awards for Young Musicians, which is a charity that helps talented young musicians who are from poor families realise their ambitions. There's Framework, which I'm sure you're aware of, the East Midlands charity that helps, amongst others, homeless people. And then I'm raising money directly for Bingham Choral, which you've already mentioned, the choral society that I conduct. And then for Southern Minster, the money I raise for the Minster will be tied up with the Minster's new role as an eco-cathedral, and it will all be spent on ecological projects on the various grounds that the Minster looks after, which is not only the cathedral grounds that you'd be aware of, but the Archbishop's Palace grounds and three other sites that they're responsible for.
Well, good luck. I hope you raise an absolute ton of money. I know the aim is for 10 grand. You're going to split that four ways. If you want to find out how to follow not just Guy's progress, but I know he's going to be putting updates online as well, a little bit nearer the time, and how to sponsor him as well, he does have a website. Just search him up on there, guyturner.co.uk. Guy, I salute you. I'm sitting here thinking, right, okay, all right. That set the bar quite high. I'll have a think. Guy, good luck.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry.